The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show. Hey! Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Yes, there has been a massive and coordinated effort to steal this election from we, the people of the United States of America, to delegitimize and destroy votes for Donald Trump, to manufacture votes for Joe Biden. They have done it in every way imaginable, from having dead people vote in massive numbers to absolutely fraudulently creating ballots that exist only voting for Biden. We've identified at least 450,000 ballots in the key states that miraculously only have a mark for Joe Biden on them and no other candidate. If you look at Florida, where things were done right, you can see that that's how the rest of the country should have gone. But they also used an algorithm to calculate the votes they would need to flip, and they used the computers to flip those votes from Trump to Biden, and from other Republican candidates to their competitors also. I think Doug Collins had the race stolen from him. I think John James had his race stolen from him. It wasn't just President Trump. There were many people affected by this. We have got to fight tooth and nail in federal court to expose this abject fraud and the conspiracy behind it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, with every passing day, I find myself just pondering and indeed marveling at the speed and the acceleration at which everything is just flying apart. A state of an embattled nation, we are an occupied and indeed overthrown nation that is now... We are now running under enemy colors in the occupied status of this roiling metastasis, the cancerous Marxist coup d'etat that has been accomplished brilliantly by the deep state and by the enemies of this great nation that set themselves assiduously against the foundations of freedom and liberty and told us exactly what it was that they were going to do. They made no secret about their agenda. They made no secret about their objectives and everything that they want to accomplish, and they have set about with deadly efficiency to go about doing it. And one of the things that constantly rankles yours truly is the fact that we seem to arrive at these battles. Now, I could speak collectively. I don't place myself in the same vein, because I consider myself ahead of the curve in terms of being able to see what it is that's coming our way. But let's talk about the GOP, and let's talk about the fact that ever and always they seem to arrive at the battle just at the point that there's no possibility of wresting victory from defeat. You look at the compromised milquetoast idiots on Capitol Hill that are nothing more than the controlled opposition to the occupying Democrat communists that are now fully in control of our nation, and it's very clear to see that by large token they have absolutely no intention of interrupting what it is that's happening in the agenda and in the objectives of the majority party that is working so assiduously for single-party rule in the United States. So we come to the broadcast today. I have a distinct privileged opportunity, and I'm very thankful just to be able to have a conversation with the person who is in studio standing by for this. And you heard her voice at the open. She possibly more than any singular figure has been at the white hot center of the post-2020 stolen election, utterly stolen, utterly fraudulent election. She's been in the midst of the investigation and in the battle. Teddy Roosevelt talks about the man in the arena. Well, Attorney Sidney Powell has been the woman in the arena. And there's that old saying about suffering the slings and the arrows of the enemy. Well, I don't think that's appropriate or is even apt in this. It's more like she's been suffering the self-propelled howitzers, the predator drones, and possibly even the thermonuclear warheads of the enemy as they've sought to destroy her for her opposition and her willingness to fight this fight to try to restore the rightful winner of the 2020 election. And I'm going to stop myself from talking, and we'll just get right into this conversation. So I'll say, Sidney Powell, it's my privilege to welcome you to the Shad Olson Show.
Oh, thank you, Shad. I'm delighted to be here in your beautiful studio. It is super cool.
Thank you so much. And we're honored to have you here in South Dakota. How have you found our beautiful state so far?
Absolutely gorgeous. Just breathtaking.
Yes. And we refer to it as God's country, and it's part of the reason I've never left. Had opportunity to go to big city and do this and that, and we love it here, and so that's where we hang our hat. Just as we get into this, just start simply with what's the latest with you personally? What's happening for you in the midst of this battle?
Well, right now we're in the discovery process in the case filed by Dominion Executive Eric Coomer against us in Colorado. There are a number of defendants. I am one of them. And he has alleged a defamation, among other things, when all we did was quote his own words against him, as reported by Joe Altman in an affidavit sworn under penalty of perjury. So they don't even have jurisdiction over me in Colorado, but nonetheless, a new judge came in, overturned the order denying discovery of the prior judge, and awarded discovery on the issues of jurisdiction and malice in response to what we filed. It's called an anti-slap motion because we have an absolute right to say the things we said under the First Amendment and in litigation.
Well, and it absolutely fits the definition of a slap lawsuit. It's lawfare. It's very clearly retaliation for you even having the chutzpah and the gall to assert that there's wrongdoing and malfeasance that went into the 2020 election. There's so many moving parts to what's happening, you know, with the audits in Arizona and the various states. I just want to kind of give you the floor and have you give the audience the latest details as you know them to be in this process. Multidimensionally, and we can break out each one individually as we go. But what's your sense of the overview of what's happening now in the audits and the investigation?
I think more and more of America writ large, the people are seeing how fraudulent the election was in countless different ways. There are over 450,000 ballots in Georgia that had no chain of custody. It's entirely possible that that's because those are among the counterfeit ballots that were created and run through the machines, as we have on video the night of the election, a stack of pristine ballots being repeatedly run through the machine after they were brought out from under the table and after they had lied to people to get them to leave the arena instead of watching the vote tally.
Yes.
So, I mean, that... I can't think of more compelling evidence of fraud than that video.
So much of this is just—it's just beyond the pale. I mean, to have the audacity to pull a suitcase out from under a table and then to take stacks of ballots and just repeatedly run the same stack and the same stack and the same stack. As a journalist, I've been in the counting processes on a county and a state level here in South Dakota, and I know exactly how those tranches of ballots are processed. You run a stack through, you zero out the machine, and you grab another stack and go. And if your intention is not to twist the election, then it's very easy to watch how that process happens. And even a single observer in a room can make sure that there's transparency and that there's not this kind of chicanery afoot that we saw playing out there. But do you ever just stop and shake your head at the sheer audacity of these criminals and what they pulled off? And then to sit and say there's no evidence, as even Bill Barr did, who's evidenced himself now as a swamp creature through and through, that there's no evidence of any kind of fraud in the 2020 election.
Yeah, the only people that can say that are people who've absolutely refused to look, or they're part of the problem. There's just no legitimate way to say there's no evidence of fraud in this election. And we have seen absolute mountains of it. In fact, we filed 970 pages of affidavits with our lawsuit with respect to Michigan alone. And all that information is available for people to look at on my website, sydneypowell.com.
I said from the outset, and I know it's been asserted by others, that really it's never, and this applies to so many of the scandals that have presented, whether we could go all the way back to Benghazi and Hillary Clinton's emails and the various things that we've seen happen on the part of these treasonous traitors that are so thoroughly in control in our government. I've said frequently, the evidence does not matter unless there's a moral authority and there's a jurisdiction or somebody in a place of authority who has the moral courage to apply righteous judgment to the wrongdoing that we see.
Exactly.
Is there any hope of that happening? Even you, and you're to be commended, and there's so many names that we could put out. You're to be commended for being willing to be in there in the midst of the battle and slugging it out. Is there any hope, regardless of how much evidence we get, is there any hope of reversing this theft of our nation?
This election was stolen from the American people. We were cheated of our rightful candidate and president of the United States. They know it around the world. The whole world is laughing at us. I get emails all the time from countries all around the world, people who are watching what's happening over here, and they're absolutely mortified. They've seen it happen in their own countries. They know exactly where we're headed.
This is where it always starts. When you see a totalitarian regime rise, it's the stealing of this kind of an election. It either begins with the shooting, it always ends with the shooting, but either begins with the shooting or it begins with one stolen election that allows the installation of single-party rule. Any doubt in your mind that's where we are?
No. And you're right. It's absolutely terrifying to sit here and see it happening, and no federal judge has been willing to stand up and make it stop. That is probably the singular most disappointing thing for me, because I've dedicated my life to the federal courts and practiced in the highest traditions of the bar. And to see the federal judiciary fail to stand up and apply the rule of law, which is the only thing that separates this country from the third world countries that we're now imitating more by the day. It's the rule of law, and the fact that the law is supposed to apply regardless of your political party or your economic status or your color or creed or anything else. Everyone is to be treated the same. But over the last 20 years in particular, since the Clinton administration for sure, and then Obama just made it exponentially worse, we've seen an abject deterioration of the rule of law to the point it doesn't even exist right now. And the double standard of rules for all of us that don't apply to the political and global elite.
Yeah, two-tiered system of justice doesn't even begin to describe what it is that we suffer under. Yeah, and as the old saying goes, when there is justice, there is liberty. When there is lack of justice, there is tyranny. And we are now living under a tyranny in these United States. You're hearing the voice of Sidney Powell, Trump attorney, former Trump lawyer, and still warrior and fighter in this fight to try to reverse the results of an utterly stolen, utterly fraudulent 2020 election. We continue this conversation. I'm going to keep her as long as she'll let me, and we'll make our way through this. More detail to come on the very latest of what's happening in this crucial investigation. Can we get our nation back, or are all the exits being sealed even as we speak? Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Last year, I was on 120 different radio interviews. And I've got to tell you that you're the best. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not flattering you. I want a promise from you that when you have your own national television show, that you don't forget AMAC and Dan Weber and you have us on.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
You're a patriot, but even you're an intelligent patriot who can communicate. And that's so important.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. S.O.S.